Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Mostill moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Mostill moves to third. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. Davis scores. Collins moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Collins scores. Shealy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shealy scores. There goes Barrett trying to get to second. Haney throws to second, with O'Rourke covering, who tags Barrett for the out. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Bassler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavner moves to third. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke now playing third base. Les Burke now playing second base. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Falk catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Falk. Wingo moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wingo moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Basler hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Wingo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Falk moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Whitehill catches it and throws to second to double up Schalk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to third. Two outs. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.